Blog Talk Radio.
I found a beer I can respect. Light beer from Miller. It tastes great. But what I really like is it's less filling. Light has one-third less calories than their regular beer. I tell you, I gotta watch myself. This is a tough place. Well, this place is so tough, the hat checker's name is Dominic. In a place like this, I gotta move fast. I can't afford to get filled up. I tell you, I don't get no respect.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
On January 15, 1967, on a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum, the big question which had troubled the football world for 7 years was answered. For the first time, the Green Bay Packers, champions of the National Football League, played the Kansas City Chiefs, the best team in the American Football League. The game was the first concrete evidence of the merger of the two leagues, and it was played for the highest stakes ever. $15,000 per man for the winning players. The Super Bowl was seen by the largest sports audience in the history of television. 65 million people watching the broadcast on two networks.
Hey, this is Donnie V. He used to be the singer for Enough's Enough, and you're listening to Hard Rockin' Sports with Tom and Jeff. What is it?
That's it. You got it.
Did I get it right?
Hi, this is Jason Butler. And you're listening to Hard Rockin' Sports with Jeff and Tom.
Hey, this is Big George Foreman, and you're listening to Hard Rockin' Sports. Don't you change.
Hey, everybody, this is Kasim Sultan, a very, very famous bass player. And you are listening to Hard Rockin' Sports with Tommy Florio and Jeff Talinsky.
Hey, watch this. Mark Gutscott from Trickster. Hanging out my good buddies, old Jeff and Tom right here. Oh, hey, Rockin' Sports. You listen, crank it up.
Hi, this is Mark Brenner, and you're listening to Jeff and Tom on the Hard Rock and Sports Radio Show.
Hey, this is Ken Aronoff. You listen to Hard Rock Sports with Jeff and Tom.
I don't know what to say. I love you, Giza.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
I must be in the front row.
Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, hey, buddy. He missed the tag.
With the player.
Come on, live direct from hell. Mono.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
And that is my cue to start the show. Welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, live from high atop Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. We are your three-hour weekly get-together where we bring you the biggest news from around the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, and, of course, the wide world of sports. And I have to tell you guys, I can't wait for Thursdays normally. I just want to run home, take a quick nap if possible, work, get my notes together, make sure my videos are up installed. I'm still searching for last minute show ideas and stuff. I can't wait to get on the air, except this week. I am dreading this show more than any show ever. And if you don't know why, you'll know soon enough. What's up there, Len? Cousin Len, how are you, pal? But I am so not looking forward to this show. My partner in crime, Mr. Talwinski, will be on shortly. I'm sure he's just stuffing his face right now with some Chinese food probably. And he's going to come on, and for the next 2.5 hours, will be telling me how he's the greatest professional football analyst there is. So I normally run home on Thursdays, can't wait to get here. I just want to dig into the show. I can't wait to see my friend for 2.5 hours. I got to tell you, I have no interest in doing tonight's show. I just have no interest. Even the ratings are even more up in Israel this week. We are 15 points up from last week in Israel. We couldn't be doing better. And I can't wait for the show to be over. I'm praying for a power outage, whatever it can be. I'm hoping that my electric bill wasn't paid and they turn off the lights right now. There's no power. Whatever it is, I'm just praying for I don't know. Wolves to attack the house. I don't know. Something bad should happen so I can get off the air tonight. I can't, for the life of me, I can't put up with this one tonight. I can't do it, but I have to. But guys, I hope you've had a good week. It's been a crappy one for all of us Giant fans. Another miserable season, another coach. But we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about last weekend's games, couple big games, Colts losing to the Jags. Yes, you're right there, Len. You're right. The Steelers winning, getting in the playoffs with a crazy Sunday night game. I hope you guys got a chance to watch it. I watched it last night. Lots to talk about this week's games. Listen, if you're a football fan, this is the best weekend ever. 6 standalone football games. 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, 1 Monday night. All of them solo games. You can watch every single game, not miss anything. You don't need Red Zone Channel. You don't need anything. It's going to be freezing here in the New York City area. I am going to be buttoned down, buckled down in the house, watching a lot of football and dreaming of giant glory to come. So we got a lot to talk about. One thing I want to talk about real fast. There's a big push out there for the Yankees to change their facial hair policy. And guys, please stop. Can we just have some traditions out there? Can we have some things out there that we just follow that, what's next? Names on the back of Yankee jerseys? Come on, man. I'll get to it a little later in the show, but boy, oh boy, I just hope that Steinbrenner does not cave to this. And you know what? Tough. You know what? Let's have some traditions at last. Please. Please. All right. It's about time I crank up the show. And you're right, cousin. We got always got ways. We'll talk about the NFL finalists. Let's see. Alex Lifeson's got a new song out with a new band. Black Monday firings, Black Tuesday firings. Who gets hired? We'll talk about the Jets, the Giants. We got a little bit of next year's schedule. We got a lot to talk about. So much to do right here on the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. We're glad you joined us. And this Saturday, tune in for a special edition of the Sunday Audible this Saturday. We're going to get it in before all the games. So make sure you tune in this Saturday. I'm not sure the time yet. I got to see if we can get Jeff in there. He's got some plans Saturday morning. So I'm going to try to schedule it where he can be part of the show. Otherwise, it'll be 9 o'clock, but I'm hoping Jeff can come on. So anyway, I almost would rather go to the proctologist at this point. I'd rather schedule a morning appointment with the dentist and an afternoon appointment with the proctologist than start this show. All right, here we go. So on the other side of the screen, he's the sexiest man. And yes, he's the smartest man in the room. He knows the NFL. He's of course, my buddy, Jeff Towinski. Yes, Jeff.
You know what that is?
I have no idea. Your candle, Jeff.
that symbolizes the light.
That's
where I come.
You're the light. You're the light. Is that what you're telling us?
I am the way. I am the way.
Yes, I got it. Yes, I see you.
I called this. I plotted this out.
You did plot it out.
And we're almost done.
You're not done.
Two down, two to go.
No.
That's it. Okay?
Oh.
Listen, you can moan and groan all you want.
Oh, my God. This is the most painful show I've ever had to do. This might be the most painful show of all time.
Let me explain how right I was, okay? For years now, I've been telling you, Gettleman's got to go. And what did you say?
Gettleman wasn't fired. Gettleman retired. So
yeah,
he did not give you your true.
I know. He no longer works for the Giants. He's no collect.
Right, but he didn't get fired. You said, and I quote, he will be fired. He was never fired. He was allowed.
Yeah.
He resigned.
Because that's a bullshit resignation.
So bullshit theoretically, resignation. You're not right. Your whole
resignation, and you're right. Also, I'm going to be all over you like white on rice. The best thing that you can do on all fronts is just say, yeah, you're right. You're right. I got to ask you a word.
Go ahead.
A definition of a word, and I want you to be. I want you to think about it for a second. Then be thorough.
Here we go.
And I'm just going to show you how it means nothing to you at all.
Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Traditions. Give me the definition, please.
Traditions.
Traditions.
I'd have to look up the true meaning, but the traditions are things that carry over year to year, family to family. Traditions.
Okay. And you like having traditions in Major League Baseball. Specifically with the Yankees with the facial hair.
I do.
Hold on. In case anybody from the Yankees is watching.
Yes, too. I do.
Okay. Traditions.
Yes, traditions.
Yeah, but yet you advocate for a change in the National League about having no more pitchers up to bat. That is a tradition. A tradition that you yourself have said on past shows that you're looking to eradicate.
I do. I want to eradicate because it's ridiculous.
You're confused.
No, I'm not confused. You send up a guy to the plate who has no shot of getting a hit.
For 100 years, they've been sending people up to the plate that have no shot, and yet they continue to do it in the National League.
I disagree. That is a tradition.
That hasn't been the case.
That's not a tradition. That's a rule.
Tradition.
It's not a tradition. It's a rule.
It's traditionally that the pitcher gets up in the National League. Just how it is a tradition now is to celebrate Dave Gettleman. Hey, what's up, Lenny? How are you feeling, bro? It's now a tradition to celebrate Dave Gettleman is no longer working for the fucking Giants.
But you said he would be fired. He was not fired. So technically, your prognostication is wrong.
The fucking New York Giants has ended. It's like ding dong, the witch is dead, and you know it.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Well, that's it. We're going to get into it a lot. I want to get my dad on first, and then I want to get to a lot of Giant stuff. I got a lot to say. I got some videos. You're not the light. Please stop. Oh, my God. You're not the light.
You see the way it's lined up?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I got it. Let's get my dad on. He wasn't on. He wasn't able to get on with us last week. We had some malfunctions. But, Jeff, just for the record, we are officially up 15 points. We are now at 8. We are 8.15% in Israel now. We are. It is up, Digger. Happy birthday, Dig.
Hey man, how are you? Listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Those nice people over in Israel, they're watching, they're listening, and you know why?
Why are they listening, Joe?
Because they're coming for advice.
Yeah.
They want to know what to do.
Yeah.
They're asking. They're like, if this guy was able to figure out what was going to go on with the New York Giants, we need to know what's going to happen with us. Dude, within 3 years, I am the Prime Minister of Israel.
Guys, we're going to talk a lot of Giants. I was very disappointed.
World powerhouse.
I was very disappointed to how this season ended, including last Sunday's games where we ran and I have the video, so we'll play it. Of the double quarterback sneak from inside the 5-yard line, I think.
What was that?
You know what that was, Jeff? That was you know, you probably don't remember the fumble, the Pasagic, Tazanka fumble, Herm Edwards. Well,
first foray into a Giants game, yeah. That's what I remember.
Yeah, again, you know what? It's probably my first thing, too. And that what you will see now is going to be what's remembered for years as the next change in the Giant team and their traditions and all of that. That will signify the Joe Judge era that really fell apart in the last three weeks. Had Joe Judge not fallen apart.
Is that the moment where it started to circle the bowl?
No, I think the press conference the week or two before for 11 minutes he was rambling on. I think that was where it started to circle the bowl. I think the toilet officially flushed last Sunday when those two plays were. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'll show it to you in a minute. Let's get my dad on, but
I saw it, but we'll look at it.
We'll look at it again, but it's definitely that. We got a bunch of things tonight. I got. We're going to talk about the NFL Hall of Fame finalists. We got, don't forget, guys, with the Super Bowl Trivia Contest. Anybody wants to get involved in the Hard Rock and Sports second annual Super Bowl Trivia Contest, let me know.
I am out from the running because being that I am the analyst that I am.
Yes, I got you. We're going to talk about the disappointments and the surprises for this NFL season. I got a celebrity singers. Yes, I got actors, actresses, sports figures who think they can sing professionally. And I have them, and I'm going to see if Jeff can guess who they are. So stick around for that one when I play some music from people you wouldn't expect, and let's see if Jeff can figure out who is the singer.
Okay.
We'll talk about the Black Monday firings, who gets to fix the Giants, this weekend's matchups, lots of great football games this weekend. Jeff, if you're ever watching a weekend of football, this is the weekend. This is the best weekend of football there is. Six games, all standalone. You can watch every minute of it, but we'll see how it does. We're going to get to all of those games, and we'll talk about last week's games and a couple of surprise games and finishes. But let's get my dad on right now, see what he's got to say, and then we'll come back with a lot of football, including Joe Judge and the firing of our beloved coach.
Really, beloved coach.
I gotta say something nice. Get my dad. Here's my dad.
Didn't Elton John say goodbye is the nicest thing you could say, or something like that?
Yeah, probably. What's up, Pop?
What's up, Tommy? I know how you feel. I watched that game. I've been watching football for over, I would say, 65 years. Okay, and I gotta tell you, I have never seen anything like what they did Sunday. Even the full fumble fight. Whatever his name was. That you can understand. Pasagic. It was a stupid play. He fumbled the ball, but it was a one play. This was something that they intended to do. You're in the end zone. You got nothing to lose. You want to stand back there and throw that ball as far as you could. I understand that. But to stand there and do three quarterback sneaks, are you serious? Oh, if I'm his offensive line, or I'm his receivers, I'd have walked off the field because it was telling me he has absolutely no faith. What do you got to lose?
I understood the first one. I did. You know, they had the safety last week. I got it. But once you got out of the end zone, that second one was just, you know, I saw him line up and I went, what is he doing? And I said, what kind of fake is he? You know, and holy cow, he ran it again. And I said, that's it. That is the end of the Joe Judge era here in New York, and
he was gone from the beginning. It was the worst. I have never seen anybody do that. I get so tongue tied thinking of it. You're a professional. There was nobody in the stands. What do you got to lose? It's your last game. He had to know he was going to be fired. He had to be.
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he thought he was getting
come
fired.
On.
No, I don't think he did. I think he thought that he was going to talk his way into it. And I tell you the truth, I think the last game killed him. I also think my friend Louis Pica was on called Giants offices and was on hold for 45 minutes to tell John Mara how upset he was.
You better be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. My friend Louis Pica.
I don't blame him. I felt the same way.
45. Oh, he called up and was on hold for 45 minutes to do it. So do I? Do
what
I?
The
do
Giants,
I?
Tommy, go ahead.
No,
what
I'm
the Giants
saying
have to do.
Yeah.
Is what they did back in. I don't think you would remember back in the early 70s. They were laughing stock.
Yeah.
I'm talking the late 60s, early 70s, and it was a Monday night game. It was Cosell, Frank Gifford, and Don Meredith. And I believe it was Philly they were playing. And between the two of them, they looked like Pop Warner teams. They
yeah.
were fumbling the ball. They couldn't kick. They did. So finally, all the old Giants went to Pete Rozelle and pleaded with him to intercede in the Giants' behalf. What they found out was the Maras, whether they tell you or not, they're in there. They're the ones that helped with the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And they begged him to get somebody. And what did they do? They turned around and they got George Young. And
yes.
after that was history. Now, that's what they got. Because they're still, even when they get a, what do you call, he hired his brother as a scout, head scout.
Well, I mean, listen, his brother's been in the scouting department for years. And there's been teams
what does
out
that
there
tell
that,
you, Tommy?
That want to hire the guy. I mean, but you can't hire
him. What does that tell you, though?
Well,
who have they got that they came out ahead? Nothing.
Listen,
you know,
well,
it's like
again,
with the Yankees back in the early 70s when they sucked. And you say, well, he's a scout. Well, he's not doing his job because other people are scouting. They're picking good players, and he's not. And I just don't understand.
Well,
how
again,
you can.
I mean, I'm not going to knock. Chris Mara's been there for a long time, and, you know, they've won Super Bowls. So, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that
that
the
was
guys
with Ernie. What's his name? Ernie?
Yeah, of course. But again, you're all part of this. So you can't knock him now because Gettleman's bad and say he was good only because of Corsi. You know, again, there's the bottom line. You know, and they made bad decisions. Yeah, and they're paying the price for it now. And now you start all over again. Listen, there's no way in the world they're going to hire an in-house candidate. Whoever they hire is going to be a young gun from the outside, and we're starting all over again. And that's the way it's going
to
be.
I think they have to leave him and let him do what he does. And Mara and Tish have to learn to keep their nose. Obviously, they don't know football.
Well, here's the thing. They've won 4 Super Bowls. I mean, they've had success.
Yeah, but Tommy, you're doing it with when obviously you had the GMs to help you do it. Now
they're hiring a guy. So you can't say that when they had Ernie Accorsi or George Young, they were smart guys that now – you know, it's not just the GM, it's a team. And, you know, again, they made bad decisions. I'm not going to say the Maras don't know what they're doing. They've managed to make this business last from 1925 to today. It's almost 100 years of Giant football. They've won a bunch of championships. I'll just say they made a bad decision letting Gettleman stay on the last 2 years. That's probably the biggest mistake that they made based on how he did his job after that. But they got to take a hit, too. You're right. They have to take the hit. You know, they okayed the moves. They okayed the money.
I know. I mean, I'm a Giant fan. I've always been a Giant fan. And, I mean, I like the Jets, too. And to be honest with you, if I had a bet, anyone who's going to do better any time shortly, it's going to be the Jets. They got the makings of a good team. They got good receivers. Their quarterback is pretty decent. I can't blame the quarterback for the Giants. Why can't you? Because look at what they got.
Yeah. I'm not giving the Jets that kind of props yet. They still haven't. You know, they won 4 games. They had 53 yards of offense on Sunday. So I'm not putting them up there. But are they possibly heading in the right direction? We'll see. I mean, their left tackle.
They're heading in the right direction.
Well,
the 53-yard performance in the last game of the season was a guise.
It was.
Let
me ask you a question. They have a 6'7", 370-pound left tackle. Nobody's seen him in 7 months.
Wait a second. I said from day one that I was a bad pick, didn't I?
I'll go back to the day. You were kind of applauding that pick at the time.
No,
you did get on him afterwards a little bit for the weight.
I said that he's too big and too heavy to be running around on his knees at that weight.
I'm just saying. You can't put the Jets at the head of the class. They have offensive line issues. They have secondary issues. Their receiver corps okay. And we have no tight end, and we're still trying to figure out if this quarterback's going to be any good or not. We'll see.
Well, we have Coach Sullivan.
Oh my God, Coach Sullivan. Yeah, yeah. I saw how great they were when they blew the Tampa game.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Who's your coach's name?
I don't know yet. We're going to get one.
Okay, so you don't have one.
That's right. We're going to have
his name.
I don't know. We don't have one.
You don't have one.
Tommy, good luck to you tonight.
Thanks, Dad. I told you.
I know it's a terrible day.
Good luck.
Okay. Jeff, take care, buddy. Talk to you later, Tommy.
All right, Bob.
Talk to you over the weekend.
Oh, boy. That's my daddy Jackson every weekend with us.
Before this gets way too out of hand.
Go ahead.
Let me just step all over him one more time, all right?
We're just getting started, but you help yourself. Go for it.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, about the past victories, Super Bowls, and how they were built. Okay, not for nothing. Dave Gettleman, I believe, had an old fashioned way of thinking.
Absolutely, 100%.
And it was not going to translate in today's NFL.
Okay? It's obvious. That's you're 100% right. Now back
to Daniel Moore. So
right.
And unfortunately for you and the rest of the Little Giant fans out there in Giantville or whatever.
What's up, Lou Pika?
How are you, Lou? The Giants aren't done cleaning house, man. You can't believe they're done cleaning house. You have a quarterback that's questionable, all right? If you have a new general manager and new coach coming in, I'd almost guarantee that the quarterback for the New York Giants is not on the roster for 2022. I'm not saying they're going to go draft another quarterback, but I think you're going to get a stopgap, and it's going to be a painful process, man. That's what I think.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm done making predictions. I will say that I was very disappointed the last 3 weeks of the season. I was a big advocate for Joe Judge to come back. The second to last week, I said, okay, you know what? I'm not so sure anymore, but let's leave it up to the new GM. If the new GM likes what he sees or thinks there's something there, that'd be great. And then that last game just sealed it for me, and I said, you know what, I don't think he's coming back. Those plays were his butt fumble. Those plays were his.
Let's talk about those last two quarterback sneaks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, from what I read,
yeah.
The reason that they ran the two quarterback sneaks
mm-hmm.
was to get a little breathing room mm-hmm. from the end zone, from the goal line, and that he was afraid of what his offense could not do.
Correct.
So he did what he felt as though was the safest play that he could do at the time, which was a quarterback sneak. So you got to figure he moved the ball ahead 4 to 5 yards, which isn't much, but it's something. You know what I mean? And that was his way of thinking. In hindsight, he might have been better off just trying to run the running back.
Well, that's the difference. See, Jeff, the first one, I didn't kill him on. They were literally on the half-yard line, and I understood it. Last week, they had a safety because of it, and I understood the first one. He got out to, like, the 3-yard line, let's say, or 4-yard line. At that point, you got to be able to run the ball on a dive. Or off tackle.
Digger and Janice are turned into the show. Janice is new. What is he talking about? Who is Janice?
He's out of his mind. Anyway. Louis messed up. So to run it the second time, I mean, let me just play it, and then we could comment on it. Let me play it for you, because you got to see it again to really get the full look where it is. This is the second one. Yeah.
Do you have something to say about it?
Do I have something to say about it?
Yeah. Okay. Tell me what you're going to say, because I saw the players.
Yeah.
I understood the mindset of the coach to try to get a little breathing room, but even with a quarterback sneak, 2-3 yards best. Maybe he falls forward and he gets a 3rd yard, 4th yard. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get a first down. You're not going to get 10, 15 yards
away. But why not? You've seen it happen all the time. You know, you're 3rd and 3, and a guy busts one for 20 yards. You just don't – it happens.
A quarterback sneak?
No. I'm saying is the first quarterback sneak, I understood. Okay, now you're out to the 3 or 4 yard line. You run the ball to Barkley or Booker or whoever, and you try to say, okay, maybe we get lucky, and he breaks one off, and we get a first down, and we get a fresh set of downs, and now we're out of harm's way. And you can't play scared. You know, that's embarrassing, and I think that's the part that bothered everybody was it was like playing scared, and that killed him. Let me play it real fast. It's the second one.
Seven, and Jacksonville with a 10-3 advantage on the Colts. Steelers lead Baltimore. A couple of scores will all be updated at the half. Interesting formation.
I mean, really, you're at the 4 yard line, and you don't feel comfortable enough in your offense to be able to run a traditional play. I mean, I get the first one when you put yourself kind of backed up inside the 1 yard line.
I mean, this is sad.
I mean, that is just a complete lack of confidence in faith of your offense to be able to execute coming off your end line.
I mean, just listen to the boos. Listen to the commentators. The commentators are telling you, it's a letter. Thank you, brother. Enjoy your day, pal. You know, that's embarrassing.
The commentators are giving their own opinion on that.
I got it. But listen to the fans. Watch the reaction.
The crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
If they could have stormed the field and killed him.
Yeah, I think they would have hung him from the goalpost at that point. And, you know, Jeff, I'm not a big Moose Johnson fan, but he was right. You know, if the first one, you're inside the goal line, you want to get out of that and go for it. I got you on that one. You're out to the 4 yard line now. You know, do yourself the favor. Just hand the ball off to the running back. The worst he would have did was get back to the goal line. I mean, get back to the line of scrimmage, and then you would have punted from the 4 yard line anyway. But to do that was embarrassing. That's basically saying, and look at the formation. You know, it wasn't even like he spread it out. I mean, put everybody in the backfield, and I mean, it was just dumb. Everything about it was dumb and bad. And to me, when I think of, you know, the 76 Giants and the reason why they went and got George Young, I'll always think of Joe Posarczyk and the fumble. Wasn't Posarczyk's fault. He didn't call the play. They could have kneeled on the ball. They win the game. It's a whole different thing. Maybe the Giants don't bring in George Young. Who knows? But the Giants are a laughing stock. I mean, you got Aaron Rodgers abusing them. On podcasts, everybody, all the analysts are running around the league. All these crazy shows are abusing the Giants, and it's embarrassing. And he just knew at that moment, his career as a Giant coach. And I gotta be honest with you, he'll probably never get another chance to be a head coach on a team.
Listen, he certainly didn't leave a good enough impression with anybody after that maneuver. You know,
yeah.
It's. I could see if he came up with a trick play at that point in time and just be like, you know what, we're going to go out, we're going to have a little fun.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm with you.
Fun, but we're going to try some stuff that we only normally do at practice.
Jeff, if they would have came out there in the Statue of Liberty play, they would have, you know, flea flickers, the South Beach reverse. You know what, go down fighting. That's fine. You know what, you listen, what the hell you got to lose? But to run that, that's embarrassing as a Giant fan. And, He was not going to recover from that. I was really, really, really surprised that he did not get fired on Monday, that they pushed it into Tuesday.
The last thing that I saw that made me question a football team as a whole was the game where Geno Smith did nothing but hand off the ball the entire game. Remember that?
Yes.
I believe it was against the Dolphins.
Hey, by the way, your boy Geno Smith got picked up for DUI this week.
Yeah. I know. I saw that.
But, you know, listen, it's a start. Now it's the key. And here's the thing. You know, I don't want the next big offensive coordinator. I don't want the next big college coach. It can't be Kellen Moore from the Cowboys. It can't be Brian Leftwich. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure, Jeff. At one place, when the plays not to lose team was 4-12, he didn't want to get us anywhere. Yeah, I agree with Jules Louis. Just hand it off to Barkley. But if I'm the Giants, you have to get a coach. You got to bring a guy in. And I don't want Doug Peterson, the old Eagle coach. I don't. But go get Flores. Go get Harbaugh.
Go hold on 1 second. You're saying Flores.
Yes.
Of everything I'm reading about, it seems as though that they couldn't wait to get rid of him. It seems that they had problems with him, personality conflicts everywhere. Is that the kind of coach that you want leading the Giants?
No. You know what, Jeff? I don't. But he actually did a good job. So, you know what? Maybe this time around, it's a little different. Maybe he's coming in now with the GM. They're a team. You don't forget the guy in Miami's been there 20-something years. You know, he's one of the old boys clubs. So, you know, I don't want a guy who's going to drag in conflict. But, you know, to his point, though, he was right about most of the moves that he didn't want to or didn't want to make. So, but, again, I'm not saying it has to be Flores. I just don't want the next offensive assistant who's never been a head coach anywhere. I don't want the next, college bigwig who's not going to come here and be successful. The Giants have to pick a coach who's at least has been in the trenches as a head coach in a big spot. It's just you can't take a guy.
What their mindset is, huh?
Huh?
You got to see what their mindset is, and right now that's a nobody knows.
I'm just giving you my opinion of what I don't want to see.
I know, but you're going to have to see who they're interviewing for general manager or who's tied to them. Yeah. I mean, already, I know that it just happened Monday, but already a couple teams have started interviewing people. I believe it was the Jaguars.
Well, the Giants have already interviewed 4 or 5 people already for GM.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, they had 2 yesterday. I think they did 2.
I'm sorry, let me read it. Sure. I knew that they hired or looked after 2 people. They interviewed 2 people. But that was it. I heard it's maybe up to 9 people.
Correct. They're trying to get 9 people interviewed by the weekend, and then next week do final interviews on 2 or 3 of them, and then make a decision by midweek, which they have to because you want to get in on the coaching. You know, right now, Jeff, a lot of coaches available. You know, a couple surprises in the coach. I know Flores was a surprise because I thought he's done a nice job down there. Now, it seems you're right. It seems like there was a personality issues. He disagreed vehemently with the GM on a couple of those, Jeff. So, but I think that was a major surprise to me. I thought the guy getting fired from the Texans was a little strange today. Cully getting fired, well, because he was only there 1 year, no quarterback to speak of. You know, when he walked into the season thinking he had Deshaun Watson, and then he didn't have Deshaun Watson.
You know what? If you're that coach, for nothing, you got to kind of be fucking doing cartwheels in your backyard right now, knowing that you got fired from the fucking Texans. They could have traded Watson. They didn't.
Yep.
Now they're in a predicament with him that, I mean, the guy doesn't go to court till next month sometime.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going to happen, which way his case is going to go. You don't even really hear about it anymore. So, I mean, if I was him, I'd be happy to get out of there because if they held on to this kid for a year, he didn't play.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to go towards the free agency, the start of free agency. What do? You're fucking handcuffing yourself. You really are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. If I was a coach, I'd be like, thank you. And then thank you for getting me the fuck out of here.
Listen, I get it. But, it's very hard to get a second job. And then the second one is even harder than when you get it because you don't get third chances. Most coaches don't get a third chance to be a head coach in the NFL. So, you lose the first one, you got to be very careful. Like, you don't run and take the Jaguar job now because, you almost got to wind up with a great job, and that's hard to get, especially coming off 1 year as a head coach. So, listen, I was surprised by that move. I was shocked by the Flores thing. We don't know all the behind the scenes stuff, so we who saw that coming. Zimmer got fired, thought that was going to happen. Fangio, no surprise there. Nagy was probably no surprise. I mean, I wasn't surprised by Nagy. You're gonna have some spots to fill now, and we'll see who goes where, and you're gonna be weeks of intrigue, so to speak, but. For the Giants, like I said, I'm just hoping they come out with a legitimate coach, not the next, assistant. But a lot of people talking about the Giants are going to bring this assistant GM from the Chiefs, and he's going to bring Bieniemy with him. I don't know. We'll send.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I heard that today. You know, there's a lot of stuff floating around out there. We'll see. Again, for the Giants, I mean, the Maras, they're beat up. They got killed this week on sports radio. They got killed by people, the fans. Like I said, my man Big Lou Pico on the phone trying to call John Mara and offer his 2 cents.
Jesus, man. Wow. That's fucking great.
Yeah. Well, but Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom here on a somber Thursday night.
It is not somber.
It's somber. We lost Gettleman.
It's a moment to rejoice. It's like having Yom Kippur.
We lost Gettleman to retirement, and he wasn't fired, folks. Remember that. And poor Joe Judge. But listen, Joe Judge got 2 years left on his contract, $10 million coming to him. So he'll sit out for a year, become somebody's consultant, and he'll wind up back in Belichick's, on the Belichick staff at some point, just like the rest of them. And never to be heard from again other than, you know, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. It was a tough week. I have to tell you, that was probably the worst Giant game I have ever watched. And I sat through the 3-12 in one season. You know, Parcells' first year was his 83. I sat through some of those late 70s teams. And this was the worst game I think I've ever watched.
Let's go back a little bit. Let's go after the game. Let's go back in this week. And when the game was over Sunday night.
Huh?
And you knew that it was just a matter of time Gettleman was going to go. What was your gut feeling telling you Monday morning when you woke up on your way to work?
On my way to work, I wasn't sure. I was saying I think he's going to come back. I said if he gets through today, he'll be back. And when he didn't get fired Monday night and they were talking about meeting again, I thought what they were trying to do was say, okay, who's going to be on your staff? What's the team going to look like next year? Like I thought it was going to be one of those. And then the ball dropped. And that was it.
How do you know that maybe wasn't the case?
It might be. Again, it's possible. I don't know. I just don't know what they were talking about the second day. Like, I don't, you know, you meet on Monday, Jeff. What are you saying to him? Okay, Joe, what happened? Why did this happen to us? You know, what are you going to do to not make this happen again next year?
You know, maybe he had too much say in some of the players that were picked. In free agency.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I honestly truly don't know what the breakdown is. You know, I would think he wouldn't have too much say based on his resume. You know, he's not been a pro scout guy. He has not been a pro personnel guy. You know, he's not been a scout. So, I mean,
you know, like say in the team, like maybe he was like, you know, listen, I want to run a defensive team here. He did. Defense and stuff like that.
Well, that was part of it, Jeff. That his press conference, his first press conference, he came out and says, "Hey, we're going to compete for 60 minutes. We're going to punch you in the nose. You know, we're going to be this. You know, we're going to reflect our area. We're going to play deep. We're going to play great defense and run the football." And they were anything but. And then when you see plays like that, you know, it goes down to saying you're full of shit. And that's the bottom line. And, you know, well, I think he got a raw deal. And I'll tell you why I think he got a raw deal. He inherited, here's a guy, comes in, you're now trying to change over a team that's been basically bad for 8 years. You get saddled with a GM who basically doesn't do what he's supposed to do. He gives you, you know, mostly bad players. He gives you some good ones. But you don't get the team fixed the way it's supposed to be. You know, and you get a team full of guys who for the last 2 years have been nothing but injured. You know, Barkley's been injured. This year, the whole receiving corps barely played. The offensive line's been brutalized the last 2 years. And then you tell him, by the way, you've never been a head coach. Go ahead and change this whole thing around and start winning football games with all of this. I think he got a raw deal. Do I think he would have gotten better as it went on? I have no idea. After what I saw Sunday, it's hard to have that conversation, Jeff.
I think when they spoke to him, they spoke to him twice, and they kind of maybe wanted to get his mindset and say, listen, this is our wish list.
Yeah.
Off of this wish list, you tell me, who do you see yourself working with? Because I don't see us getting this guy. You know, we want to interview him. This guy isn't ready for a team like this. This team isn't ready for a guy like that. You know, so the Giants might have gone into this meeting saying that, you know, they're going to have a personality B mm-hmm. as their man. Okay? But Judge is saying, well, I think that I could work with personality C, Coach mm-hmm. C, whatever you want to say. And they just maybe like, no, this is completely different than, you know, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
And I think that part of the thing is with Judge, Judge is that he was a lame duck coach, so to speak, that your general manager who hired you is gone. It's just a matter of you're going to go. You're not going to stay. I just don't see it. That's why I say I don't see Jones staying, dude.
See, I disagree on Jones. You never know. You know, with the philosophy of the next coach is coming in. Here's why I say Jones will be back. At the very least, Daniel Jones will be back as your backup quarterback. Even if you decide you want to go another way, they'll probably bring in somebody to compete. But Daniel Jones has shown enough to at least get a shot behind a decent team. And again, there's nobody great in the draft unless you're willing to get rid of your two number one picks or multiple picks. You're not going to bring in a veteran guy who's going to make a difference. You know, who's the veteran guy you're going to bring in to make a difference? Russell Wilson? He hasn't made a difference in Seattle. How's he going to make a difference here?
No, he's going to cost too much money.
I agree.
I got bad news. I can tell you who I can see coming over to the Giants.
Who?
One, you're going to have Sam Darnold maybe out.
No,
there.
No way.
Oh, listen.
I think it's
a stopgap quarterback. It's going to be a one-year deal.
Daniel Jones is better than Sam Darnold at this point. I watch Sam Darnold play.
I also think maybe Kirk Cousins.
That's a possibility, yeah. I think there's a possibility that Deshaun Watson could be thrown into the mix. I don't want him, but Baker Mayfield. Again, you know, that's an interesting one in the sense that I'd be surprised if they give up on him. But I don't want Baker Mayfield. Would you want Baker Mayfield on your team?
Honestly, right now,
yeah,
I think Baker Mayfield would be a fucking an improvement over Zach Wilson.
Again, I just haven't seen enough. He makes too much money, and to pay him to do what he's done in Cleveland with all those weapons. I don't want him.
Guy whose weapons were all fucking injured.
Now listen, would you tell me I could get Kirk Cousins at a reduced rate? You'd have to think about that. Might be an upgrade. It might be. I mean, Kirk Cousins is not a terrible quarterback. I'm not giving him $40 million a year, but you'd have to think about that. Now I like Daniel Jones. I'll stick with Daniel Jones, but we got to see what the new coach and GM think, and you know, money's going to be an issue and all of that stuff, Jeff. So. You know, it all depends on what people, you know, somebody out there is probably going to say, I can make Daniel Jones into a next level quarterback. And, you know, again, who knows? We'll see. I think Jones is back. Barkley, I'm not sure about.
I don't know. I just don't see, if you got rid of the coach,
yeah,
the general manager, and then the day later you got rid of the coach, I just don't think it bides well for Jones.
You're probably right.
He is.
You're probably right.
History. I just think that I saw an article on NFL.com
mm-hmm.
Earlier today or yesterday, whatever it was. And it was from – now, I know this has nothing to do with Jones, but people from the class of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually does have something to do with Jones, don't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it had all of these different guys – who you would pick up their fifth-year option.
Okay.
And yeah, that's right. Jones was involved. And they said about Jones, they said no. But they also said no about a few surprising players. And one of them was Quentin Williams from the Jets.
I'm surprised. He had such a good year this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not bringing it up about him, but I mean, if there's a player that I would have thought the same too, I would have been like, I would have taken him.
Yeah.
And they're turning around saying, well, you know, you got to watch and I was just like, wow, holy shit. I'm like, that's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah.
But,
I agree.
I don't see anybody picking up Barkley's.
No, again, Barkley.
I don't see anybody picking up Jones's option.
No, I wouldn't pick up any options on Jones. I would let Jones play the season out and let him go earn a contract. You know, listen, you could pick up the fifth-year option and it could burn you because he goes out there and has a great season. And you're going to pay a lot more money to keep him, or you can, you know, get burnt because you picked up the option and then you're stuck with $18 million for the following year or whatever it is. So I would let Jones go out there and play for it. I think the kid's does have enough in him. and he's better than a lot of the second stringers and, you know, second level guys out there. So, you know, you got to hope he stays healthy and put a team around him. And I think he can be successful. He's a smart kid. Barkley, I think the Giants have proven that you know, guys like Booker and Wayne Gallman have been more successful. And while I love Saquon Barkley and I think he could have been a great player, I'm not giving him $20 million a year to fail. So I would not bring him back.
No, not at that money.
No.
Not at that money.
Yeah, I don't know what it would take.
I would definitely have to say maybe as a backup.
Yeah, well, no, I mean.
Does he field punts or kickoffs or anything?
No, he has not on this team because of his status. But to me, if he said I'll come back on a, you know, $8 million incentive-laden deal, you bring him back. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a Saquon Barkley guy. The guy's got great hands. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run with the football. But if you're not going to fix the offensive line and you're not going to get him playing, him to stop tap dancing and run hard, then it doesn't pay. But I would not give him a long-term deal. It would be a one-year show-me deal.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Yeah, so we'll see. But listen, Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom.
Huh? I would try to look for a trade partner for that.
Well, again, anything's possible. But, you know, again, right now you're selling low, so what are you going to get? I mean, if you're a team out there, you got to figure the Giants are going to cut him, and you'll just wait. And most people are going to wait that out till the last minute because if you're the Giants, you're going to figure out right now that you're going to cut him now. You may get a few teams that say, well, maybe I can make a trade and get him for number five or number six, you know, a couple of fours 2 years from now. Who knows? But, you know.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's kind of low, I think. I think that you could still get a second or third rounder for him.
I don't know. At this point, you'd have to be able to say there's something there. And listen, if you're the Cowboys and you said, hey, you know what? I think he could play. I have the offensive line to prove it. Yeah, you go out and make that move. I think the guy's got a ton of talent and can do things that a lot of people can't do. But the problem is he hasn't proven it. He hasn't shown it. He had a couple good games this year. Second last game of the year, ran for 100 hard yards. It was good. He had good, solid football. And then this week, he couldn't run for 40 yards. So just inconsistent. I would not give him a contract for long term, but I would give him a one-year show-me deal. You want to stay here? Here's $8 million. I'll give you all the incentives in the world, and if you get to them, you'll make $20 million.
Well,
that's the way I would have
him. I would ever sign him to a long-term deal.
No, not right now.
2 years, 3 years.
Well, yeah, I would say at this point, with his age, you're 100% right. After this, he's lucky if he gets a three-year fully guaranteed deal. It would probably be a five-year deal with probably 2 years guaranteed.
I don't know, and if not with the Giants, where do you see him going? Because who would want him? Who's going to take?
You know what? Again, somebody will bring him in on a show me deal, a few million dollars with incentives. Again, I can see a lot of places, Jeff. There's a lot of teams that could use a great back if he can be a great back. There's a lot of teams that could use a running game that could use a guy of his caliber. Buffalo comes to mind. Buffalo has no running game. Going to Buffalo would be huge. Going to Miami would be a good home for him. There's a few spots that would be good homes for a guy like Again, you're not going to bring him in on a big deal. He's going to have to do a 1 year show me deal with incentives and then try to have a bang up season next year and probably get himself, like I said, a 5 year deal, 2 years fully guaranteed, $15 million signing bonus. Play well, you go all 5 years. That's what.
There's got to be questions about the surgically repaired knee. Was he ready? There's got to be questions.
Yeah.
Is he gun shy?
I think you hit it on the head. I think he was gun shy. If you watch him, pity patted behind the line of scrimmage, he didn't run hard. When you watch Booker play, Booker ran hard. He ran better. Behind the same offensive line, I think Barkley was looking for everything to be a home run. And not this week's game, the week before, he finally looked like he was just running the football, and he looked good. Ran for 102 yards, I think it was like 13 or 14 carries. No big explosions, just 5, 6, 7 yards. Did a really nice job, but, again, we'll see what happens. I'm not sure how that's going to play out, but Jeff and Tom, we're talking putting the nail in the coffin, as they say, putting the pup to sleep. We're closing up the season on the New York Giants and their former head coach Joe Judge, Gettleman resigned, but Joe Judge fired on Black Tuesday, as it'll be known here, and we're going to see who the Giants bring in to be not only their GM but also their coach. And like Jeff said, who knows what the roster is going to look like? So I'm sure this is going to play out over the next few weeks, and I guess the next month is going to be pretty. I see it. Jeff's having fun with this one. Yes, he's having a good time.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, growing up. Stretching out a little bit, work out the kinks.
I'm feeling out. I'm getting them fucking wings, man.
There he goes.
I'm telling you right now, man.
Yes, I got to tell you, he was right, folks. He called it. He's been calling it all year. He's been calling it for 2 years. He's been relentless, whether it's on the show and texts and groups, Sunday show, Thursday show. He's relentless, and he got his wishes. Joe Judge gone. Probably deservedly so, and will be remembered for that one play. That will sum up the Joe Judge era here in New York and probably cost the man a future head coaching job. Other
He'll
than
be
maybe
a fucking nude off before you know it.
Yeah, that's very possible. That's very possible.
He's doing field work before the game on Saturdays.
Well, we got a lot to get to. What do you want to do? You want to do Alex Lifeson's new band? You want to do football or do more football? You want to do... celebrity singers, I got it all. What do you want to do?
You know what? I want to run to the bathroom real
okay.
quick. Why don't we cue up the celebrity singers? That one sounds pretty cool.
I got you. Whenever you're ready.
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. So Jeff's taking a little bit of a break here, but we'll get back to you guys in a minute. With that, again, make sure you tune in this Saturday when we do the Sunday Audible show, Jeff, myself, and John. And we'll have a lot of fun with that. We're going to do the Sunday Audible show this Saturday morning. I'm not sure the time yet. Of course, we'll be back next Thursday night. Plenty of things still to talk about tonight with the show. We'll talk about the Yankees. We'll got a little bit of music. Remember, guys, we've got the Hard Rockin' Sports Trivia, Super Bowl Trivia Contest. So if you want to be involved, let me know. We'll talk a little bit more Jets. We'll talk Giants. And then we're going to talk a lot about football. This week is football, so hang in there. Make sure you come on back. And, again, thanks to all of our people who sponsor or support our show, Jay Giazio, Sam Bone, RFO Records, Talking the Fast Lane, Chris LaFrancesca, and his online record store, Metro Records. And then, of course, our boys Mike and Joe over at Hemp Wizard. And Hemp Wizard was it? Beardcarecompany.com. Make sure you check those guys out. Great. If you guys got a beard and you want to take care of it, make sure you check out the boys from Hemp Wizard. Good stuff from those guys. Anyway, lots to talk about. Still plenty to get to. Hope you guys had a good week. It's going to be freezing this weekend, so make sure you guys buckle up, button down the hatch, button down the house. I'm going to be doing a little shopping after work tomorrow, and I don't intend to leave the house until Monday morning, so...
Is the tree still up over there?
Tree's been down for a week. Yep. So last Friday, as a matter of fact, I was off work on Friday, and we took the whole house apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last Friday I wasn't off. I worked from home for about half a day or so, and then we took everything apart, wrapped it all up, put it all away till next year. So, how about you, Jeff? Anything still up at this point?
Yeah, you just haven't had the time, man.
You've been working a lot. You've been working a lot lately.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Got to work tomorrow, too.
Yeah? Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts for Saturday? Do you want to get on? I mean, do you want to jump in on this?
I want to get on, yeah. I have to run do something in the morning. I just hope that I have enough time. Your start time and everything, but... You guys may have to start the show, and then I'll jump in later on.
All right. Well, if you think you're going to pop it, I'll start it at 10, and that we'll run it from 10 to noon, so you can pop in at some point. Or
we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but that should be okay.
Okay. So we'll get to that. But all right. So Jeff, I have about four or five celebrity singers. Now these are not people who are known for their singing ability. Some right. are actors. Some are sports figures. I will play their music for you. And then you will tell me where they are best known from. How's that?
All right. The sports figures may be hard because you don't always know the sound of their voice.
I'll try to give you a hint. I'll let you hear the voice, and then I will give you a small hint. Now, I'm gonna put the first one up on the screen, because can you see this at all?
Not right now, I can't.
Okay, good. Okay, so now I'm going to play a little of this. Let me know if you can hear it. Volume's good.
You want me to turn around or something? Or turn
no,
around?
No. As long as you're not seeing it right now, you're not seeing anything on the screen, right?
No.
Okay, so then you should be good. So you should be able to hear this now. This is a famous actor. I would tell you that he was probably most famous in the 70s. Okay, and he was a sidekick, so to speak. Let me know.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Can you hear it?
I can hear it, yeah.
Okay.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Shadow.
I can give you one more hint if you like.
I have no idea who this is.
Okay.
I don't know if another hint is going to give me
Well, I can give you a hint. You get it. So that was Leonard Nimoy sings Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
Hold on. I'll play a little bit more.
Well, tell me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town.
I never would have got that myself, Jeff, to be honest with you.
That's the kind of stuff they find here playing when they find somebody that was hung in their bathroom like a week ago.
Yeah, that sounds nothing like. Okay, so number two, Jeff.
Drinking water before bed burns 46 pounds in 2 weeks.
We got a little,
if you are struggling to lose weight and you're over 25.
Okay, we'll let the commercial skip to that. Okay, so.
You should drink water and lose like 9 pounds a night.
Yes. All right, so our next singer is a male. He was famous, definitely a 70s kind of TV cop. But that's probably what he's most famous for. So I'm going to let you hear this one and see if you can pick out who this celebrity singer is, Jeff. This is another tough one.
Okay.
Black cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do, I'm missing you. Some broken hearts.
Any
Kirk Douglas, by any chance?
No, it's not Kirk Douglas. Not a bad guess. Let me see if I give you a decent hint, something that won't give it away. But
Peter Falk?
No, it's not Peter Falk. It's in that genre of people, though. Wore a fedora quite a bit.
Telly Savalas.
There it is, Jeff. Telly Savalas.
I got it more off the hint than the sound of his voice.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I would tell you, watching it, it's funny more. Maybe at some point I'll show it to you, but I'll give you one I think you should get. They got three more. This one I think you're going to get. You might even know the song. You definitely know who the guy is. One of our favorite people from the 80s. I'll play it for you right now.
Eddie Murphy.
You know this one. I said you might know this one already.
It was your intro that did it.
You know what's funny? I think Eddie Murphy did a great job singing for Stevie Wonder and that. I think it's James Brown. His regular singing voice sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, listen. It is what it is.
Okay, they got two.
He tried to corner the market on everything he did for that short time.
And he certainly did. The guy's got more money than we'll ever see.
He was, I don't remember how successful he was, but I remember his single that was at Party All the Time.
Yes, that's the song, Party All the Time.
He was on the radio a lot.
Played all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a sports figure, Jeff. Very famous in the 70s. Very famous from the 70s. Still famous today. Okay. Singing.
I don't know.
I'll give you a little bit more.
The midnight train is winding low.
Terry Bradshaw?
Nice job, Jeff. Terry Bradshaw.
Really?
Nice job. That was
more of a guess than anything.
That's exactly who that was. Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting one. I said, all right. I had known that he had been a failed country singer, so I found that one.
Definitely failed.
Yes. Terry did a nice job staying pro football because his night job wasn't so good. I got one more for you, and let's see if you get that. So far, you got Eddie Murphy. I'm going to give you credit for Telly Savalas. And you got Terry Bradshaw. So I'm going to give you credit, 2.5 out of the four so far.
Fair enough.
Let's see if you get this last one. I think you're going to get this one. I think you'll recognize the voice for this guy who's known as an actor more than he is a singer.
And it's easy to get a quote at Liberty Mutual.
As I got to cue it up, hold on a second. That's a little harder to control. One second. 4, 3, 2, 1, Hard Rock and Sports. Okay, Jeff, here we go. You know, I think this is what you should do. This song, do you see that bass line? You should do that bass line with Joey and side by side. This is the song you should do.
Was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could find another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh.
Get it? Wow.
Gay.
Not gay. Definitely not a gay man.
No, it sounds gay.
Yes. Very high pitched.
Sounds like Hank Williams III to me.
Nope.
But I know it's not.
This is an actor.
An actor?
Yes.
Joe Pesci?
There it is, Jeff. Joe Pesci.
Really?
Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
And the name of the album is Little Joe Can Sure Can Sing. Bad.
Yeah, really. Is this a real album?
Yes, this is a real... These are real albums. This is not... fun. This is not stuff that was goofs on like Saturday Night Live. These are real albums.
I believe it was real, but Little Joe Sure Can Sing.
That's
what,
it.
Hold
on a second. I'm going to show it to you. Hold on a second. I'm going to show it to you just so you know what I looked at.
Oh, man. So that sadly is not all that old compared to our knowledge of Joe. Pesci.
Yes.
You didn't run, you didn't hide, you knew I wanted just to hold you.
Somebody had to slip a little bass into that for Joe. There, somebody had to slip a little bass in there, Jeff.
It's almost a little creepy.
I said, dear God, please let there be a video of this. Because it would only make it better if there was a video of with baby.
Able to track down the album.
I didn't look. I did not do that. I do need to show you the Telly Savalas one. It's worth your time to see Telly and how he did his.
You
so
bugger.
I got to show you Telly's. You got to give it a second to get through there.
Okay, I want to see if I can find the Joe Pesci album on Amazon.
Okay, here's the Telly Savalas one.
Looks like a fat Greek diner owner.
Cigarette.
Is sitting with the I don't understand the jacket in the hand thing, Jeff.
First thing every morning that I do, I'm missing you. Some broken hearts never mend.
Yeah, I guess this is like it's supposed to be very cool of him. I'm not sure.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. Joe Pesci, there it is.
And here's the Terry Bradshaw one. Now, again, I just wanted to get these in because I had some fun with it. So it's maybe not every week, but every couple of weeks I'll line up four or five of these odd ones.
I found the album.
You did?
Yeah.
Little Joe sure can sing. You found it.
Little Joe sure can sing.
How much was the purchase of this album?
No, I would not buy it.
I'm not saying you would. I'm curious if it was for sale.
It doesn't say it's. I have Amazon Music instead of Apple Music.
It's in the Apple.
Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon.
It's 10 songs. It's 32 minutes and 15 seconds long. I'm going to save the best for last when it was released, and I'm going to give you a couple of the songs. Holiday, I don't know who that's by, but it has a lot of likes. Gotta Get You Into My Life, Stop and Say Hello, To Love Somebody. I can only imagine.
To Love Somebody.
Ad. Yeah. The Fool on the Hill, was that the Beatles?
I think so.
Fixing a Hole, Let's Stop Fooling Ourselves, No More in Life, Born to Be Blue, and The Sun Will Shine. This masterpiece was released November 4th. You want to guess the year?
I'm going to say 1979.
Wow. No.
Really?
Close.
Really?
Close. November 4th, 2021.
Get no way.
I'm going to take a screenshot of it and send it to you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not laughing, bro. I'm not laughing.
Come on, that was released in 2021?
Basically a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Somebody put that together and tried to sell it to people. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom, having a little fun with one of our new segments. Little guessing game for Jeff. Have a little fun each week. I got a bunch more, so I don't have them queued up. But
listen, dude, whenever you're ready, man, I think that shit is great. Because some of them, you know, your descriptions, here's the only thing I'd have to say.
Good.
Do something about your descriptions, because they're either I'm not getting a clue, or you totally give them away with your descriptions.
All right, so next time I will write some up that will give you a hint, but not giving it away.
Yeah, you got to hone them just a little
bit. All right. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress, so I will try to find something that can give you a hint that you might be able to catch it, but won't give it away so easy. But that was the first installment. We did a little bit on the Christmas one. There's a bunch more. Man, you can't imagine how many people out there think they could sing.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. I didn't even get to the wrestlers. There's a bunch of wrestlers. So I'm going to do a whole show just of wrestling guys who actually think not the gag stuff, like really think they could sing. So,
they're out there.
Yeah, I mean, and then the funny part, there are certain ones that are actually very good.
Yeah, not too many though, right?
Yeah, not too many, but there's a few out there that actually can sing. Jimmy Hart was a guy I discovered, didn't know he could sing, was in one of those famous bands, and
he just turned like 80 years old.
Yes, yes,
79, 80 years old. Fucking believe it.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, so let's get to a little bit, Jeff. Last Sunday's football game, a couple surprises. Colts losing to the Jaguars to get knocked out of the playoffs was a shock. You know, what do they do? What,
nothing to lose. They got to go out and play hard. They're looking for to keep jobs next year and audition for other teams, of course.
Yeah, again, but I think the bigger question is the Colts now. You know, you had a pretty decent season, and basically the one game you asked Wentz to not really screw up, he screwed it up. And you know, what do they do with Wentz? Do they bring him back? I mean, you made a trade to get him.
Well, they said that they don't know what's going to happen with Wentz.
Yeah.
They don't know which way they're going to go, if they're going to retain him or they're going to move on. I mean, not for nothing, the guy had 2 sprained ankles earlier on in the season and didn't miss no time.
Right.
And I think he threw 27 touchdowns and only 7 interceptions. And they're kind of questioning. You know, this is a team that was kind of under 500 for the better part of the first half of the season and was a playoff contender up until the last game, last week.
Yeah, again, I get it. But, yeah, that last week's game, you know, you're the Colts, you're Wentz, you can't lose to the Jaguars. You cannot, you know, get season on the line, go out there and play the game, win a game, go to the playoffs. You can't have the game he had. You can't play that badly, Jeff, and then think, you know, and not have the rumors start circulating.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just can't lose 26-11 to the Jags at that point. That's just pathetic. But they have a big issue. But you know what? There was a couple of good games. I mean, I got to watch the Steeler game. They beat the Ravens to keep themselves alive. And then they needed the Colts to lose, which happened, which was a miracle. Man, I was, you know, John and I did the show on Sunday, and I said, John, you never know. And he's like, no way, the season's over. The Colts aren't going to lose. And he said, I don't even know if the Steelers will win. And Big Ben went out, and they beat the Ravens, which I thought was a very good football game. I don't know if you got to watch any of that one.
No.
But that was a good game. And then the best game of the season, I think, might have been – and the weirdest game of the season, the Raiders taking on the Chargers. Winner goes to the playoffs.
And there was actually at one point, did read in the paper on the computer about that game, that somebody said that they were actually worried that they may have tried to conspire to play to a tie,
yeah,
so they could have gone into the playoffs.
Well, that could. There was some, I guess, some talk about it. You watch the game, you could see they were both trying to win the game, everything. But when it got to the overtime, though, and there was a couple minutes left, you got the feeling like nobody wanted to make a mistake in that spot. You know, the Raiders had the ball. And there was a spot, Jeff, where they were 3rd and 5, and the clock was running. And Al Michaels, who was doing the game, says, well, you know nobody's going to call – the Rays aren't going to call a timeout here. He said, I'm curious if they're going to try to kick a field goal to win the game or just let time expire because they're guaranteed to go to the playoffs anyway. And because the conversation was, well, if you go to kick a field goal and you miss – They have a shot at a Hail Mary, or if it gets blocked and they pick it up and run it back, a lot of things could go wrong. Why not, you know? And San Diego coach at that point calls a timeout. And you got from the body language, and I had Louis right, you got from the body language of the Raiders that they weren't going to go for anything. They were just going to let the clock run down and call it a day. Correct. And not to help them, but just not to hurt themselves. And when the guy called timeout, it gave the Raiders a chance to huddle up. And the coach called a running play. They gained 10 or 11 yards on it, put them in basically a field goal range. I think they ran one more play, if I'm not mistaken. Called timeout, kicked the field goal, won the game, and the Chargers go home, no playoffs. And if you're...
It's a little sad to see that. I was hoping that the Chargers made the playoffs, to be honest.
You know what, Jeff? I would have been happy too, but they deserved it. The coach blew it. You do not... You had... At that moment, if the Rays aren't calling timeout and they're not trying to win the game, you know what? You know what? Somebody said it, and I disagreed vehemently. They were like, well, you're playing for a tie. You're really not trying to win the game. You don't have to win the game. The whole point of that game was to get yourself into the playoffs. If that means with a tie, if that means with a win, you do it. And if the best opportunity for you at that moment is to take the tie, yeah, you take the tie. But what you did was you gave the Raiders the chance for a victory, and you screwed yourself. And this is not about two teams that went out there and took knees all day. They went out there, played hard. They threw the ball all over the field. They ran the ball well. They played defense. The Chargers were down late. They got themselves back in the game with a last second TD. To me, the Chargers screwed themselves. You should never call that timeout. Collinsworth, Michaels, they were beside themselves. Could not figure out why he would do it.
I got to agree with Louis Pica there. I love watching the Chargers, man. Yeah. I think Herbie is probably going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the league within the next year or two.
Oh, 100%.
Every single time that he plays, that kid goes out and plays hard, but he makes it look like he's not even putting any effort into it.
I agree.
He just plays the game, man. And he's very, very nice to watch. I mean, the guy just does everything. He looks like he's a smart player. I really dig watching him, man.
Yeah, again, and listen, finished top two in passing yards this year. I think they were a little inconsistent as a team, but the coach should be shot. They shouldn't allow him on the flight going home. Thank you.
Well, what? I gotta ask this.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't they get rid of the coach from last year? Isn't this
This is his second coach? This is his second year, I think.
It's the second year with this coach?
I believe so. I don't think this was not his rookie year, I don't think, as a coach. Brandon Staley.
This is his second year in the league.
Right. I think this is the coach's second year. I'm almost positive.
Second year?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They got rid of Anthony Lynn, I think, after 2019. 20 and 21, I think, has been Brandon Staley. And he's done a good job. But in that moment, he tried to outthink it. This is a guy who, fourth and two from his 11-yard line, and he goes for it. He's one of these kind of guys who doesn't like to punt, doesn't play strategy, just goes for it all, and that's fine.
Yeah, wasn't it them? They did like a fourth down. They were like deep in their own end.
Yes, yeah.
And they fucked it up.
Yeah. So, again, he's got a different philosophy. But at that moment, nobody's going to tell me that he did anything wrong if you played for the tie. If you go out there and you play for the tie in that spot, again, if you do it in the first quarter, you're going to get ripped. But you're in overtime with 2.5-3 minutes left in the game, and you have an opportunity to make sure you get in by taking a tie, you take the tie. There's nothing wrong with that, Jeff. I'm sorry. I don't know how you feel about it, but to me, if a tie gets me into the playoffs, I'm taking it.
I hear you, but then I wonder if some people would have turned around and said that they conspire this so that they would both make the playoffs, they talk about this beforehand, but I hear what you're saying, but you want to know something? Pittsburgh, they played hard. This may be Roethlisberger's last year,
mm-hmm.
So why not get him in the playoffs one last time at the very least and see what he does before his career is over? I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl, but at least give the guy a playoff shot. You know what I mean?
No, I agree, and I think it's going to be an interesting game. Hold on a second. That game is going to be... Who's playing in that game? Hold on a second.
What? Quarterback and who are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry. Who's Pittsburgh's matchup this weekend is with Raiders? No, they're not playing the Raiders. No, they're playing the Chiefs this weekend. That's right. They get the Chiefs.
No, that's going to be big, man.
That's a tough game. Yeah, they get the Chiefs this weekend. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, we'll go through the games in a minute, Yeah, listen, I'm all for Big Ben getting in, and I thought the Steelers did a nice job on Sunday, getting in that winning that game and getting to the playoffs. And big disappointment for the Ravens not getting there. Burrow and surprisingly, Burrow and the Bengals are going to representing that division as well. But Jeff, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I think it's fun to watch Big Ben get another shot at it, and nobody's giving him any chance. Nobody's giving him a snowball's chance to win Sunday in Kansas City. But you know what? It would not surprise me if they put a scare into that team. I think Tomlin's going to have that team ready to play. T.J. Watts played really well this year, and I think Ben, last chance, maybe his last game ever. I think
see him playing again next year. Anyway.
No, not the way he's played this year. I would be shocked. It would basically be giving him a $15, $20 million gift to show up next year.
I will say this much, though. Okay, without a doubt. Kansas City comes out of the gate a little slow. I would be concerned if I was Andy Reid and Mahomes, because it's either that they're on top of their game or they're not.
Yep, I agree.
And not for nothing, but Roethlisberger, he's got plenty of experience in the playoffs. You may want to cast with that. You know?
Yeah, and they have nothing to lose. If I'm Tomlin, I'm throwing the kitchen sink at him. I'm running every play I know at them. I'm going to throw every different formation. You know what? Who cares? You know what? Nobody expected them to be there, and so to me, that's a fun game. That's the one of. I guess the where is that game this weekend? Hold on a second, there, Hefe. Let me see what that game is this weekend. Oh, I'm so lonesome. Let's see schedule. Playoff standing, playoff picture, road to the Super Bowl, Jeff. Let's see what we got. So Vegas and the Raiders, Saturday at 4:30. New England is the Vegas and the Bengals. That should be a fun game. We'll get to that in a minute. So Steelers are the Sunday night game. Wow, that's surprising.
I got a little bit riding on this Bengals Raiders game.
Oh yeah, not with the half man. You didn't bet the half man, did you?
No. I didn't actually bet money wise with anybody.
Okay, so
I kind of got into a verbal with somebody that was a Raiders fan.
Okay,
who actually thinks they have a chance, and I'm like, no way. So I'm hoping that Joe Burrow throws for about 600 yards. You know.
I think that's actually going to be a fun game. And that's the first game on Saturday at 4:30. Game.
It's a 4:30, 4:30, 7:30, 8:30 game?
No, it's 4:30 on Saturday is that Raiders-Bengals.
Okay.
8:15 is Buffalo in New England Saturday.
Okay.
That's the end of it. And then Monday you have a 1 o'clock, a 4:30, and an 8:15. And then Monday night, 8:15.
Monday night is the actual holiday, Martin Luther King Day.
That's correct.
It would have been cool if they made that a little bit of an earlier game.
Again, I would like to see this game played Friday night, and I certainly would like to see this game played about 6:30 start out there, but that's just the NFL. We'll go through the games in a second. Let's run through it right now. You know, we're here. Let's do it. So Raiders-Bengals, I love the Bengals in this game. We'll talk a lot about this on the Sunday show Saturday. That's weird, hard to say. But the Raiders, Jeff, you know, you can't count them out. I mean, they've won four or five straight games. They're fun ways to win. I think this game is in Cincinnati, if I'm not yet, Paul Brown Stadium.
Yeah.
And the Bengals are just on fire. I mean, obviously they didn't do it this weekend because Burrow was out, but I mean, the two games before that, I think they had like 900 yards. Jamar Chase is just killing people.
Probably some sick amount of offense.
Yeah, and then, you know, again, I think the Raiders aren't going to get blown out in this game, but I'm going to pick the Bengals to win this one, Jeff. I think Cincinnati's got too much offense in this game, and it's home. I'll take the Bengals, and we'll see how much further down the line they'll go, but this should be a good football game.
Has the half man called in at all?
I have not heard from the half man. I sent out a message earlier this week and did not get back. So I've not heard from the half man. You want to weigh in on that? You're taking the Bengals because you made the bet, right? So,
I'm definitely taking the Bengals. I would like to see Joe. I like Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I like Joe Burrow when he was LSU with LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's definitely – they made the right choice when they took that receiver, his old teammate.
Yep.
I think that helped them a lot. So I would like to see them do good. I'd like to see them maybe win their first playoff game with Joe Burrow at the helm, and especially since the kid had major knee surgery last year. You know,
yeah.
It would be nice to see guys like him and Herbert and Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and take the next step and become relevant in this league, because you're going to have a void soon with some of the guys that are going to be leaving.
Yeah, very true. Listen, it's going to be an interesting it's going to be a really good football game. It's a great way to lead it off. Again, listen, you know what? I keep saying it, but this weekend is the best weekend. If you're a football fan, you got six games. All of them are standalone. They're all by themselves, so you don't have to miss a minute watching flipping channels, Red Zone. You get to watch every minute of every game from Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, which, again, I'm not crazy about the Monday night game, but that's okay. So this is a lot of fun. This is, you know, this, if you're a football junkie, this weekend, a little bit of next weekend, And then you got one more weekend before we get to the Super Bowl. But this first game is a good one to get started, Jeff. The night game's a really good game. These teams have split the regular season. New England travels to Buffalo for an 8:15 night game. I believe that game is supposed to be 5 degrees, lots of wind, tough game. I think Belichick finds a way to win this game and knock Buffalo out of the playoffs, Jeff. But this is going to be a tough football game that teams are not going to throw the ball all over the field with.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to find out very soon if Buffalo has learned anything in the last year, if they're going to be able to play in the playoffs. You know, you're going up against Belichick,
yep,
and the Patriots, but then you're going to see Mac Jones.
Yep.
The chosen one up there. Is he going to be the quarterback for the next couple of years?
Let me go off the rails a little bit here. Right now, knowing who's in the Super in the playoffs, knowing who you got right now, what's the most interesting matchup for you for Super Bowl? What's the one game that you would say, "Oh shit, that's going to be a great game. I got to watch that game."
All right. Well, listen, from the AFC side, you have the possibilities of a couple good games. You could get New England versus Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the AFC Championship games. You're talking about
game that would be a good one. Bengals versus either Kansas City or Tampa Bay, New England. You know, there's the possibility of a couple good games, but as far as
for a Super Bowl game.
I would think for the Super Bowl, I think it would have to be Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. You know, I mean, but I do think that, you know, Brady and versus the Bills versus the Packers versus the Chiefs versus the Packers, and, you know, even the 49ers, Dallas maybe getting in there for this. I don't think there's any teams that I don't want to see get in except for the Buccaneers.
How about the Eagles? You want the Eagles in?
No.
No excitement there. Yeah.
No.
But you got to admit, though, I know you won't watch it. I know you're going to be upset about it, and you'll hate it. But it really is an intriguing thing. The longer this goes, you know, the specter of Tampa and New England in a Super Bowl is huge. I don't care what anybody says. That is a huge game for hype. Brady and Belichick, Mac Jones. Yeah, I'm sorry. That, to me, is – I'm not saying it's going to happen. I think it's far-fetched. To be honest with you, I don't think either team get near the Super Bowl this year. I don't think either one of them are there yet. But, boy, oh, boy, if they got hot, holy cow.
Oh, listen, anything is a possibility. I don't want to see Brady get in. But, you know, is Mac Jones that good? Is he going to have enough knowledge to last in a game and do something? I don't know. You know?
I don't know either.
We're learning he's a rookie. When was the last time a rookie quarterback made it?
I have to look that one up. But, you know, the difference making in that is, you know that Belichick's not asking his rookie quarterback to go win him a bunch of games to get to the Super Bowl. All he's going to do is ask him not to make a ton of mistakes. And when he does have an opportunity to make a play, make the play. So, again, you know, is it realistic? I doubt it. But, boy, oh, boy, I'll tell you flat out. That, to me, would be huge to watch.
I couldn't even right now, I couldn't even tell you if there was somebody that I wanted to see make it to the Super Bowl, because to me, there's so many different possibilities of possible.
I got you. You're right, 100%. There's so many different chances of games we could see. You know, again, take out the Eagles. Take out the Raiders too. Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing, but you know what? It's still a silver and black, but yeah, I would say take out the Raiders and the Eagles, and any of those possibilities are all pretty good.
I will say this much, though. There's something about that Raiders coach that I like.
Versace is a New York guy.
Well, I've seen a couple of his interviews on the NFL channel, and I just kind of like the way he came off. So it would be cool to see him, you know, take that team to the Super Bowl, I guess, or to do make a deep run in the playoffs.
Right.
That team did come over a lot of adversity, overcome a lot.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, listen. Yeah. And they won 4 or 5 straight to get there. So, yeah, listen, I'll give them all the props in the world.
Every
I don't think
week, one of their players is doing something stupid. It's not their coach.
Exactly. Who are you picking in the New England Buffalo game, Jeff? Who are you like? I'm picking New England.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going New England this one. I think Belichick's the difference in this game, and I think they'll pull out a very close game. There might be 3 passes thrown in the whole game, but we'll see. The Sunday 1 o'clock game, Tampa Tom Brady, who you're not the biggest fan of. Is home to the Philadelphia Eagles, who somehow, managed to win a bunch of games this year and make the playoffs. I don't believe in the Eagles at all. I don't think the Buccaneers have been very good, though. So I don't think there's a blowout, but I think the Buccaneers win this game and make it to the next round. I'm not sure how far they go after that, Jeff, but I think they're too much for the Eagles in this game.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, I think the one thing that they can – I think what I've seen the last few weeks out of Tampa is they're getting old. I don't see the same thing, but, this is a big game. They come out there and stomp the Eagles. They may be setting a message, but I think they win the game. They win like a 21-13, 21-17 game. Brady struggles a little bit, but they find a way to beat the Jalen Hurts. That they're not very good. Sunday's Jeff, second wild card game at 4:30 from AT&T Stadium in Dallas. The Cowboys take on the San Francisco 49ers in an old school matchup. I tell you what, this is an interesting game. I hate both teams, but Frisco plays a tough brand of football. Garoppolo's been really good, and the Cowboys have been inconsistent on offense. I like the 49ers to sneak this game on the road. I think this is a road upset. I'm not a big fan of Mike McCarthy in big games. This is going to be an old school tough matchup, though.
I don't know, man. I mean, doesn't Garoppolo have a thumb injury?
He does, but he's played well with it. He's done it. He's done the job. He's gotten here.
I don't know, man. it's the playoffs. You wish that he was in a little bit of better shape, I guess, if you're a 49ers fan. But I don't know. I'm going to have to go with the 49ers, I guess.
I agree with you. It's funny. Their coach, Kyle Shanahan, was asked if his players were aware of the big rivalry between these two teams, more back in the 90s and 80s. And he said, are you kidding me? He said, these kids on the team don't even know the movie The Wedding Crashers, let alone that. He says, I would love the fact if they were aware of it, it would – increase the hype, he said, but they have no idea that these two teams battled it out in the 80s and 90s. I think that's pretty sad, Jeff.
How do they not know?
I don't know. Well, most of them, don't forget, Jeff, a lot of these guys were born in 2000 or late 90s.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, still, you got to think to yourself, okay, this is the Super Bowl era.
Yeah.
You got to know your history. You have to and be like, wow.
I would agree with you. Yeah, you watch some game film. You watch some YouTube videos. You find out where your team's legacy has been made. I'm with you on it. But unfortunately, or whatever, they are clueless to the whole thing. And so I don't think there'll be the hype for this game that normally would be on a rivalry, because this is a legit rivalry as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
You will not see this as a big hype. This also is one of those games that's on Nickelodeon. It's on Amazon, and the Amazon broadcast is two women. I think it's Leslie Visser and Hannah Storm are doing the game. They're doing the kids version on Nickelodeon and then the regular game. I guess it's on CBS. So, yeah, this is all over the place. There's CBS, Paramount, Nick, and Amazon Prime Video. You can see this game on a bunch of different places. It's the Cowboys and the 49ers at the primetime game, 4:30, Jeff.
Yeah, I'll be just, well, let's see. Monday it may snow, not Sunday. So I'll be able to get home and watch this game more than likely.
Yep, I'll be watching this one. Then you got the night game, which is Pittsburgh and Kansas City. You know, this could be the one game of the weekend that I think could be a blowout. I think Kansas City could blow out the Steelers. I don't think they will. I think Pittsburgh will keep this close enough with the defense. I also think Kansas City's been a little overrated the second half of the season. But this is an interesting game, and I think Mike Tomlin throws the kitchen sink at them. Every defensive thing, every defensive trick he's got, every offensive trick he's got is going to be flying this week.
Oh, he has to. I would love to be able to go to John's house and just tell him I'm just going to sit in the living room and just watch and listen to how you interact with people and everything while this is going on.
Oh, yeah.
Until it's over with.
John, I'm sure, is going to be psyched on this one. He didn't expect to get here. His Sunday, he was, the season's over. This is over. There's no way. None of that's going to happen. I said, John, listen, who knows? And it's one thing at a time. You just got to go. I hope the Colts win. No way. I turned on TV. It was like 14-0 Jaguars. I was like, holy shit. And then, like I said, it feels wrong.
I hear you, man. It's a different Jaguars. Now, let me ask you something. Let's talk Jaguars real quick.
Sure.
Do they have the number one pick again, right?
I believe they do, yeah.
All right. Is Trevor Lawrence a bust?
No, I don't think. I don't know, Jeff. I'm not a big fan, but I don't think he did anything this season where you would go, we made a mistake. I think it's...
Well, he didn't do anything in the season to say we didn't make a mistake.
No, I agree. But yeah, but coach didn't make it through the season. You know, assistants were all over the place. Now, again, they're not going to...
Just to reiterate on everything you're saying, he played for two coaches and basically was throwing for the same numbers anyway.
Yep.
Well, I'd imagine they kept the system because if somebody's going to be the interim head coach of installing a new system.
Yes, no, I agree.
They maybe made a few tweaks here and there.
100%.
But, bottom line is that the system had to be basically the same.
100%. Yeah, you don't put a new playbook in the middle of the season. So, yes.
You got to think that, what happens now with this team,
Yeah, well, listen, man, let's call it what it is. I mean, they need to make some things happen here. They need a lot of stuff. There's a lot. You're in the top five drafting. You need a lot of things to fix on your team, So I think the biggest thing for them though is to get a coach in there who's going to be there for a long time. Again, they've had too much turnover in coaching. Same as the Giants. A little bit same for the Jets. You got to go out there and you got to get your guy and build the future and the foundation. So I think that's important for them. And they had a brief couple years ago. Was it 2015, 2017, where they actually were? They beat New England in the playoffs and almost beat New England in the playoffs. They won that first game. They almost beat New England. So
yeah, it didn't work out very well.
No. So again, we'll see. But yeah, I think that's interesting. I think this year it's going to be some crazy stuff in the draft. I really do. I think most people don't believe there's a lot of great players. And I think you're going to see, teams like the Giants or maybe the Jets who have multiple picks are going to get a lot of phone calls, Jeff, a lot of phone calls.
You would like to think if the deal is right, that you got to take it. But in a situation like the Jets and the Giants.
You can't give them away, right?
Well, it depends. It depends on what you're offered. Like, if you're either team, doesn't matter. You're one of the, because they're each picking it. They each got two picks in the top 10.
Yeah, Jets 4-10, Giants 5-7.
Yeah, all right. So now somebody comes in office, either team, doesn't matter. They offers you your second number round, first round pick. Exchange first rounders, plus I'm going to give you either a first rounder for next year or a second and a third rounder this year. Would you take that deal?
To think about that one. I like that. I do. What let me ask you this question. What if you're the Giants or the Jets and the Jaguars say, you know what, we'll take your two number ones for the number one pick in the whole draft?
It's a possibility, but...
I wouldn't do it. I think the two number one picks in the top 10 either way for these teams are big. And both teams need a lot of help. And there's a lot of defensive and offensive line help.
Of course, I would think
go ahead.
that one of the things that I would consider is a player and a draft pick.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If you call me up, okay, I'll say, all right, I'll trade away my number seven.
Mm-hmm.
We exchange number ones, plus okay. I want a player, an impact player.
Got to be an impact player, yeah.
A good to impact player, mm-hmm. plus a draft pick for next year.
Wow. For both picks, sure.
Let them counter offer.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, so if you're picking, let's say you're number 25 and you're picking and you call me up. So now you're going to exchange 7 for 25.
Right.
Okay. Plus a player. Doesn't have to be a pro bowler, but it has to be an impact player, you know, and a draft pick for next year. Because if not, then you keep your impact player, you keep your player, and then I'm going to go